We'll get the tip, and the Lady Bears will start here. Bryn Washam with the basketball. Washam gives it over to Tay Davis. Davis near the wing, dribbles out toward the top of the key. Again, underway here in Mammoth Spring between the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They're going to give it over to Graves. Now over to Young. Young outside here gives it over to Washam. Now over to Davis. Davis with it here at the top of the key. Gives it down low to Sarah Crow. Crow up for two, and it's good. And that gets things started for the Bears. Sarah Crow with her first 2 points. That puts the Bears on the scoreboard. 2-0 our score with 7:29 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense, Bowers with the basketball. Bowers will set up her play. Coach Young calling it out. Bowers will give it over to number 24. That is Meyer. Meyer with the basketball. Gives it over to down low to Meyer. That pass was from zero. From 10. That's Johnson. That's up for two. And it's good. Back on offense for the Lady Bears. Tay Davis with it here. Davis outside. Gives it over to Washam. Washam down low to Crow. Back outside to Graves. She's going to put up a three. It's off the rim. No good. And it's going to be recovered by Davis. Davis gives it over to Young. She puts it up for two. She's fouled and will head to the free throw line. Meyer had the shot on the other end of the floor, up for two, and it was good. And that put the Lady Bobcats on the board, tied at two now. And Laney Young heads to the free throw line for some free throws. A foul called on number 10. That is Johnson, her first foul. Laney Young's first free throw up on the way, and it's no good. And the second one up by Young gets up and good, and Laney with her first points of the night. And 6:47 to play now in the first quarter. Back on offense, the Lady Bobcats with it here. Number 20, that is Bowers with the basketball. Bowers at the top of the key, gives it over to number 21, Larson. Larson, guarded by Bryn Washam. Larson drives toward the corner, gives it back over to number 20. Bowers, it's up for two and good. And Bowers with her first 2 points of the evening. And Lady Bobcats jump out in front, 4-3 now. Tay Davis with the basketball for the Bears. Davis gives it out to Chevelle Graves. Now over to Washam. Washam going to skip it down low to Sarah Crow. And now that's tipped away and stolen by number 20, Bowers. But it's going to go off. Well, no, it's not going to go off her hands. It'll stay with the Lady Bobcats. 6:08 to play here in our first quarter. We're back on offense for the Lady Bobcats. Number 20, that is Bowers with the basketball. Bowers in the corner. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Screen set by number 24. That was Meyer. Now back over to number 23. Number 23, Donahue with it. Donahue. Going to get it stolen away by Chevelle Graves. A really slow-paced offense there for the Lady Bobcats was working for him until Graves got the basketball. And then they ended up on the floor for it for a jump ball. And it will be Lady Bobcat basketball again thanks to the jump ball. So back on offense now with the Lady Bobcats. They give it in to number 23. Number 23 is Donahue. She'll give it over to Bowers. Bowers will come toward the logo. And she'll set up her play. 5:28 to play in the first quarter. Bowers with the basketball. Mid-range jump shot really from the free throw line. In and out. Almost went in there for Bowers, but shot no good. And now the Lady Bears recover, and they're back on offense. Tay Davis with the basketball. Gives it over to Graves. Now down low to Bryn Washam. Washam gives it back to Graves. Now over to Tay Davis. Davis gives it over to Crow. Back to Young. Young down low, gives it over to Bryn Washam, outside to Tay Davis now. Davis going to drive inside, gives it up to Sarah Crow. It's up for two and good. And Crow with 4 points tonight so far out of the five of the Mammoth Spring Bears. They lead it by one, 5-4 again our score over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers back with the basketball. Bowers going to skip it to number 21, Larson for three, shot no good. And it's pulled down by Tay Davis for the Lady Bears. Here we go back on offense. Davis going to set up the play. 4:33 to play in the first quarter. And Young going to give it over to, looks like Chevelle Grace. Back over to Young, now over to Davis. Davis tried to get it down low to Sarah Crow. It's stolen away there by number 20. Bowers had the steal, and now she's fouled. I think they're going to call that on number 4. Well, no, they're going to call it a turnover. Looks like she carried the basketball there, and it'll be a turnover on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So back on offense with the Lady Bears. They're going to give it outside to Bryn Washam. She'll put up a three from the corner. It's good. Number four, Bryn Washam, her first points of the night come from the corner with a three-pointer, and that'll put them up 8-4 now. 4:04 left in the first quarter. Back on offense here. Number 20, Bowers with the basketball. Bowers gives it over to number 10. That's Johnson. Johnson gives it to 23, Donahue. Donahue with a three-point attempt. This shot no good. Pulled down here by the Bears. Looks like Davis with the basketball. Davis drives inside, puts up a shot, a layup. She's fouled at the line and will head for two. See who they call that foul on for the Lady Bobcats. Foul called on number 24. That is Meyer, her first foul. And that will send number 23, Tay Davis, to the free throw line. Her first free throw up and good. Her first point of the night as well. She has another one coming here. Name of Spring Bears lead it over the Fair Lady Bobcats 9-4. Second one up on the way for Davis. It's up and no good, but pulled down by Sarah Crow. That shot layup by Crow, no good. Pulled down by Davis. Davis tried to go back up for two, and it was no good. And pulled down here by number 15. That's Pounders. And we're back on offense now with the Lady Bobcats. Looks like number 20, Bowers, with the basketball, drives inside, shot no good. And number 24, that's Meyer, tried to pull down the basketball, and it let it roll out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bobcats. Lady Bear basketball, but Coach Young wants to talk things over. We'll take it with him back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
And back after the timeout, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 9-4 our score with 3:24 to play here in the first quarter. Lady Bears will get it back on offense here. It'll be Davis that brings it up the floor. She's at the top of the key, gives it over to Lainey Young. Young gives it over to Chevelle Graves, and they're going to call a foul down low on Sarah Crow. Excuse me, they're going to call it on Washam. Looked like it was down low either way. Washam and Crow down there together. So it'll be a turnover on the Lady Bears. That's Washam's first foul. And it will be Fair Lady Bobcat basketball now. 3:08 to play in the first quarter. Stolen away by Tay Davis for the Bears. Davis with it here, gives it up to Washam. Washam puts it up for two. Her shot no good, but she was fouled. And will head to the free throw line for two shots here. And they're going to call that foul. Looks like on number 10, Callie Johnson, her second foul. And that will send again Bryn Davis to the free throw line. Her first one up on the way. It's no good. She has another one coming here. Again, Bryn Washam at the free throw line. Her second one up on the way, and it's good. Washam with 4 points now. Bears lead at 10-4. And back on offense, number 24 with it here for the Lady Bobcats. That's Meyer. Meyer will head down low, give it up to Pounder. She's fouled as she went up for two and will head to the free throw line now. After the pass from Meyer down to number 15, Pounders, and that'll send her to the free throw line. They call that on number 35, Sarah Crow, her first foul of the game. And again, number 15, Pounders at the free throw line. It's up on the way, no good off the Springbok. She has another one coming here. Pounders back at the free throw line with the basketball. Her second shot coming. It's up on the way. No good. Oh, now no good. Pulled down here by the Lady Bears. It looked like Tay Davis came out of there with the basketball. Pounders free throw there really rimmed around. Now a three-point attempt tried by Bryn Washam there. No good. Pulled down, though, by Chevelle Graves. Back up for two, and it's good. And the Lady Bears, 12-4 now our score. And Pounders has the basketball for the Lady Bobcats. Pounders. Needing some help here, guarded by Washam. Pounders, looks like she gave it over to number 23. That is Donahue. Her shot no good. Pulled down here by the Bears, and Davis back with it. 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Davis gives it in the corner to Lainey Young. She puts up a three. It's good. Lainey Young with her first, well, actually, she had a free throw. But anyway, her 4 points now have contributed to the Bears' 15, and they lead it 15-4. Founders had the basketball stolen away again by Washam, and now we're back on offense with the Lady Bears. Under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's going to be Chevelle Graves outside, puts up a three. It's off the Springboks, no good. Pulled down by Young, back up for two. It's good. Lainey Young back up for two. She has six now, and the Lady Bobcats are back on offense. Number 20, that is Bowers with the basketball. Drives inside, puts up a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled, and I think they're going to call that on Sarah Crow. That'll be her second foul. They do call it on Sarah Crow, her second foul of the game. Got to be careful here. Again, our score is 17-4 here in the first quarter with a minute 39 to play. Bowers at the free throw line. It's up on the way. No good on the first shot. She's got another one coming here. And Bauer's second one up on the way. It is good. So Bauer's here with her first points of the night, or excuse me, her third point of the night. And the Lady Bears are back on offense now. Chevelle Graves with the basketball. Graves gives it over to Davis. They'll set things up here at the top of the key. Minute 20 to play in the first quarter. Young going to give it over to Washam. Washam drives down low, back out to Young. Pops up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Graves. She puts it back up. Her shot, no good. Pulled down by Bowers for the Lady Bobcats. Back on offense now with the Cats. 107 to play in the first quarter. 17-5 our score. Bears lead it by 12. Number 21, that's Larson with the basketball. Larson gives it over to Pounders. Now over to number 23, and that is Donahue. Donahue will give it over to number 20. Bowers back with it now. 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. Coach Young calling out his play. His team sets up the offense. And like I mentioned, a slow-paced offense here for the Lady Bobcats, which has worked so far like that. Bowers drives straight inside, puts it up for two, and it's good. And she has five now. Back on offense, Lady Bears with it. 17-7 our score, 30 seconds to play in the first quarter, and it's stolen away out of bounds. It'll go off the hands of the Bobcats. Good deflection there by number 23, Donahue. And it will remain with the Lady Bears, but the deflection goes to Donahue. Good play by her. Lainey Young will pass in the basketball with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lainey looking for somebody to get it into. She gives it straight into Graves. Clock's running, 26 seconds to play now. Davis gives it down low to Megan Upton. Upton's fouled as she grabbed the pass. And let's see who they called that one on. Foul called on Thayer Lady Bobcat number 24. That is Meyer, her second foul. And we'll have another inbound here. I thought it was going to be from the free throw line, but they say it's not on the shot. She grabbed the pass and shot it, but they say the foul was not on the shot. And so it'll be Lady Bear basketball. On the inbound here, they try to give it to Chevelle Graves. It'll go off her hands out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Bears. So now Bobcat basketball in the end. 17-7 our score, 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bowers with the basketball. She'll bring it up. She's guarded by Young. Bowers across the timeline. Bowers drives inside, mid-range jump shot, pull up, no good. And it looks like Pounder is going to pull down the rebound for the Bobcats. She gives it to number 10, Johnson. Her shot good with 6 seconds to go. And the Lady Bear is going to try to get something off here. Clock down to two. Davis with the basketball, puts it up, and it's blocked at the horn by Bowers. And that's going to end our first quarter. Quite the game so far. We've got a minute on the clock in between the first and second quarters. Bears lead at 17-9. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, it's been quite the first quarter between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. At the end of one, 17-9, our score. Mammoth Spring Bears lead it at the start of our second quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears will get the basketball. It's going to be Graves that passes it in. And she'll give it up to Tay Davis to get things started. Upton with the basketball now, gives it down to Graves, over to Washam on the baseline, back to Megan Upton, up for two, and it's good. Upton with her first 2 points, and we're back on offense with the Lady Bobcats. Number 10 with it here, that's Johnson. Johnson gives it over to Bowers. Bowers guarded by Young. She's at the logo at midcourt. Bowers will set up her play and looking for somebody to give it to, slowing it down here. 7:26 to play in the first half. Bowers still with the basketball, guarded by Young. Bowers outside, drives toward the free throw line, back outside now, picks up her dribble, needs some help, and they're going to call a foul. They'll call that foul on number 3, Lainey Young, and that will be her first foul. 7:16 to play here in the second quarter, 19-9 our score. And it's Johnson passing it in here for the Bobcats. They'll give it in to Bowers. And she'll set up the play again. Bowers outside, gives it over to number 23. That's Donahue. Now down low. Can't catch her number. Megan Upton had her covered. Gave it to number 24, Meyer. Tried to give it to a driving 23, Donahue. Her shot no good. Pulled down by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Davis with it now. Davis gives it to Lainey Young on the baseline. Up to Upton. Up for two, and it's good. Upton now with 4 points. Coach Young wants a timeout. 21-9 our score. 6:46 to play in the second quarter. We'll take it with them back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When selling your home, you could do everything yourself. But if you have a RE/MAX agent, they know a team of experts who will get the job done right.
I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer, each office independently owned and operated.
Want to say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters in 2021 and 2022. That includes the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. Some of the boosters helping you bring Bobcat basketball this year on the radio. Back underway, 6:40 to play here in this first half. 21-9 our score. Bobcats back on offense. Bowers with it here. Coach Young calls out his play. Bowers sets it up. Bowers dribbles towards the baseline, gives it over to Powders. Now over to number 10, Johnson. Johnson going to give it over to number 23, Donahue down low. Her shot no good, but she was fouled. And I think they'll call that on Megan Upton for the Lady Bears. They do. Number 20. Well, they call it on Davis, actually. Her first foul. So Donahue heads to the free throw line. Her first one up on the way, and it's good. Donahue with her first point of the ball game. 6:23 to play in the second quarter. Got another one coming here from Donahue. It's up on the way. Off the rim, no good. It's up in the air, pulled down by the Lady Bears. Number 21, Larson, had her hand on it. But the Lady Bears will recover here. Graves back on offense with it here. Down low to Bryn Washam. Shot up no good. Pulled down again by Washam. Back up for two, and it's in. Washam with 6 points tonight. And the Lady Bears back in front by 13, 23-10. And it's stolen away by Graves. Number 21, Larson, had the basketball. Graves took it away from her, and now Davis will set up the play. 5:53 to play in the second quarter. Washam back to Graves. Graves at the top of the key, gives it back to Washam. Now outside to Young, back over to Graves. Graves will give it to Davis. They'll call out the play, 5:40 to play in the second quarter. Davis gives it over to Young, back to Davis here. Davis near the free throw line, puts up a shot, no good. Pulled down by Bowers for the Lady Bears, or Lady Bobcats, excuse me. Bowers with the basketball across the timeline. Bowers drives inside, layup is up, no good. Pulled down by Washam. Back on offense, Washam gives it over to Tay Davis, and she'll pull it back outside to the top of the key and slow it down. 5:15 to play in the second quarter. They give it down to Bryn Washam. Washam gives it over to Young. Young pops up a three. It's off the rim, no good. and pulled down by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Donahue pulled it down. Bowers will bring it up the floor. Bowers across the timeline. She comes to the top of the key, guarded by Lainey Young again for the Lady Bears. And she gives it over to number 21, Larson. And stolen away by Megan Upton. They give it up to number 4, Bryn Washam. Her shot off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. They skip it up to 23, Donahue. Donahue from the block puts it up. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Back up for 2, and it's good. Donahue with 3 now after that layup. And the Lady Bears are back on offense. 23-12 our score. Lady Bears lead it with 4:23 to play in the first half. Washam with the basketball here. Washam gives it to Lainey Young. Young will give it over to Tay Davis. Now over to Megan Upton, and they're going to call that foul on the floor. But Megan Upton, well, they may have counted the basket, actually. Yeah, they counted the basket. Well, hang on. They did not count the basket. So Megan Upton was fouled there by number 21, Larson. She made the bucket, but they called it on the floor. So Lady Bears will inbound it here. They give it in to Young. Young will give it over to, looks like number 4, Bryn Washam. Shot up on the way, no good. Pulled down by Tay Davis. Shot back up on the way. She's fouled. Late whistle there by the official, but she'll head to the free throw line for 2. See who they call it on. Number 10, that is Callie Johnson. Her 3rd foul of the game. And again, Tay Davis at the free throw line. She'll get 2 shots here. Davis, first one up on the way. Got a roll around the rim, no good. Callie Johnson will head to the bench with 3 fouls. They check in number 21, Larson. 23-12 our score, 4:06 to play here in the second quarter. Tay Davis' 2nd free throw on the way, and it's good. Davis with 2 points now. Back on offense with the Lady Bobcats. 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Bowers with the basketball. Excuse me, that's Larson. Larson with it here. At the top of the key, guarded by number 24, Adriana Corbett. Gives it over to Bowers. Bowers, wide open for 3. It's up on the way. Rims out, no good. Pulled down by Donahue, though, but it's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of Donahue, and it will be Bear basketball. Lady Bears back on offense now. It'll be Tay Davis bringing it up the floor with 3:40 to play in the second quarter. Davis at the top of the key. Davis slows things down, gives it over to Adriana Corbett. They'll set up the offense. Back over to, looks like Tay Davis now to Washam. Back to Davis, over to Young. Adriana Corbett now with the basketball. They give it down low to Tay Davis. She's on the baseline, dribbles it back out to the wing. And she'll give it back over to Corbett. Now over to Washam. Washam near the free throw line, trying to give it. Looked like she tried to pass it to Davis, but Pounders had a hand on it. They'll fall on the floor for a jump ball called. And the arrow favors the Fair Lady Bobcats. And now we got a timeout on the floor. Coach Schmall talking things over with the Lady Bears. They lead it by 12 with 3:10 to play before halftime. We'll take it with them back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And again, I want to say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. That includes Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, all helping you bring the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. 3:10 to play here before halftime, 24-12 our score. They lead it by 12, and the Bobcats back with the basketball. See who will inbound it here for the Lady Bobcats. Looks like number 23, Donahue, will inbound it. Donahue gets it into Bowers. Bowers will bring it up the floor. She's guarded by Washam. Bowers dribbling towards the top of the key. 3 minutes to play now before halftime, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tay Davis, but it will remain with the Lady Bears, or Lady Bobcats, pardon me. Donahue passes it in here, gives it over to Bowers. Excuse me, that is number 15, Pounders. Pounders at the top of the key here, 2:52 to play in the second quarter. Pounders with it here, stolen away by Young. Young pushing it down the floor, guarded by Bowers. She'll bring it back out and slow it down. She skips it over to Washam. Washam puts up a three. It's off the top of the rim. No good. Pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. Number 20, Bowers. And they'll skip it up to Pounders. Pounders going to drive inside near the block. Puts up a layup. She's fouled. Shot didn't go. But that'll send her to the free throw line for two here. So Pounders led to the free throw line after the foul called on number 23, Tay Davis. That's our second foul of the game, team sixth. And got a chance to bring it back within 10 here with these free throws. Pounders first one up on the way, shot no good. She's got another one coming here. Pounder second up on the way. It'll rim out, almost went in. But it'll come back out, and it'll be Adriana Corbett with the rebound. Corbett skips it up to Washam outside here near the three-point line. Washam gives it over to Upton. Upton back over to Washam. She's just inside the three-point line. Shoots her shot, no good, and it's pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. Bowers will bring it up the floor. 2:10 to play now in the second quarter. Excuse me, Bowers driving all the way to the basket. It's up for two and good. And that brings the Thayer Lady Bobcats back within 10, 24-14, our score. 2 minutes to play again in the second quarter. Laney Young going to get the basketball here in the corner. Young skips it across to Graves. Graves thought about the three, picks up her dribble, gives it over to Washam. Washam going to give it down low to number 22, Megan Upton. They're going to call out an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Megan Upton. That is her first foul of the game. I'm not exactly sure who drew the foul. Had a whole squad of Lady Bobcats under there. It was either number 24, Meyer, or number 23, Donahue, under the basket that drew that charge. Number 20 here, Bowers with the basketball. Bowers drives near the wing, gives it over to Pounders. Pounders gets poked away by Laney Young. Here we go back on the fast break. Young drives, puts up a shot, it goes in. And now Laney Young with her eighth point of the evening. 1:23 to play before halftime. Got to get a point here on offense. They give it down low to number 24. That was Meyer. Her shot no good, but it'll go off the hands of the Lady Bears out of bounds, and it will remain with the Bobcats with 1:18 to play here in the first half. And they inbound it. Give it right back to number 23, Donahue. Her shot no good from mid-range, and now Bryn Washam will bring it up to four. 1:10 to play in the second quarter. That ball stolen away by Donahue. Donahue with it here. Gets it poked out of bounds by Lady Bear, but it will remain with the Bobcats. Again, stay tuned at halftime. We will have your Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer halftime show. We'll go over some stats and scores at the half. 26-14 our score. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Number 20, that is Bowers with the basketball. Poked away again by Chevelle Graves. Gives it up to Laney Young, up for two, and it's good. Laney Young with 10 points now. She is the Lady Bears' leading scorer, 28-14. Bowers going to give it over to number 10. That's Johnson now to the corner to Donahue. Her shot no good. Bowers with offensive rebound, puts it back up for two, and it's good. Bowers with 9 points. She is the Lady Bobcats' leading scorer. And now we're back on offense with the Lady Bears. 25 seconds to play. They may hold it here. And it's Graves with the basketball. Graves at the top of the key. Gives it over to Adriana Corbett. 13 seconds to play now. Tipped away by Bowers. Bowers pushes it down the floor up to number 10. Johnson, her shot up for two, and it's good. And that's Johnson's fourth point. 4 seconds to go now. They're going to push it down the floor. Chevelle Graves with 1 second to go gives it up to Corbett. Shot at the horn. Off the glass. No good. And that's the end of our first half. What a ball game so far. 28-18 our score. The Lady Bobcats trail the Lady Bears at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We're back with halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Bobcat Halftime Show. Again, back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Again, we're back here on the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer halftime show between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Again at halftime, 28-18, our score. On the Thayer Lady Bobcats side of the scorebook, Bowers, number 20, leading all scorers with 9 points tonight. Johnson had 4, Donahue with 3, and Meyer had 2. And that makes up the 18 points on the side of the Lady Bobcats scoreboard. Now on the side of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, kind of ironic, Laney Young leads all scorers with 10 points tonight. Of course, her dad on the other side of the floor coaching the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Again, Young with 10, Washam had 6, Upton and Crow tied with 4, and Graves and Davis tied with 2 as well. Again, that's your halftime stats here on the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer halftime show. We're going to talk real quick to senior boys head coach Seth Godwin before we go to the break here. Now, Coach Godwin, team won an absolute thriller of a ball game against CRA. You guys kind of struggled there to get off at the ball game at the beginning of the second quarter. Turnovers kind of bit you in the butt, but your team came out with a victory, and that's pretty much all that matters.
Played a little sloppy, and that's probably because of the long layoff. We've been off for 2 weeks, and so. But yeah, like you said, big win for us. Any conference win you can get is a good one, and so we're going to enjoy this one and move forward. We're sitting right there in the 2-3 slot with Ridgefield Christian in the conference, so we've got a lot of big basketball ahead of us for sure.
All right, Coach, last question here. We got to get to a break, but I know this is a big win for your team. Like you mentioned, pretty much a 2-week break for your boys due to COVID and weather and pretty much everything else to throw at the kitchen sink, but I know you have to be proud of your team to come out together and win this game. And you got the district tournament coming up here in 3 weeks. So this is a really big win for your team.
Absolutely. We had some kids really step up tonight that might have been struggling a little bit, and they found a way to get back on track tonight. And it's going to take everybody. It's going to take a collaborative effort as we head down the stretch, the final two and a half weeks. So, like I said, we're proud of the kids tonight effort. We got to play a little better down the stretch, but definitely proud of that win, and get back to practice tomorrow and get ready for Armorell on Thursday night.
All right, Coach, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, again, this is the halftime show, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer halftime show. Lady Bears lead at 28-18. We're back with your third quarter in just 4 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
And we're back after the intermission. We are set for the third quarter here between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the Lady Bears will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Graves is going to give it over to Laney Young. And now it's tipped away and stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Back on offense now. 7:36 to play in the third quarter. 28-18 again our score. Bowers with it here. Bowers will set up her play near midcourt. And she's at the top of the key. Bowers gives it over to Donahue. Now over to number 10, Johnson for three. It's good. And that is her seventh point of the game. Puts the Lady Bobcats within seven now. 28-21 our score. And here we go with the Graves for the Lady Bears. Graves gives it over to Young. Now over to Washam. Washam going to give it down low to Sarah Crow. Now down to Young. Outside to Tay Davis. It'll go off her hands out of bounds. And it will be Bobcat basketball. So with 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 28-21 our score. Bowers with the basketball. Bowers gives it over to number 21, Larson. Larson gives it down low to number 24, Meyer. It'll go off her hands down low out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover on the Lady Bobcats. Now back with the Bears. Tay Davis with the basketball, 6:45 to play in the third quarter. Washam gives it down low to Sarah Crow, over to Davis. Now outside to Chevelle Graves for three. It's good. Chevelle Graves with her first 3 points of the second half. And the Lady Bears back out front, 31-21. 6:28 to play in the third quarter. Donahue with the basketball gives it over to Bowers. Bowers at the top of the key. Bowers gives it back to Donahue. Donahue gives it to number 10. That's Johnson. Going to give it outside to Bowers. She puts up a three. It's good. Bowers now with her 12th point of the game after that three-point shot. And 31-24 our score. Sarah Crow with the basketball now. She'll drive down low, number 24, or number 35, Sarah Crow, excuse me. She puts up her shot, and it's good. 33-24 now. 5:43 to play in the third quarter. Bowers with the basketball. She's at the top of the key. Bowers drives inside, mid-range jump shot up, and no good. But they're going to call a foul here, and that's going to be against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. I think they're going to call it on Sarah Crow, and if they do, that'll be her third foul. That's who they called against again. Sarah Crow's third foul of the game, 33-24. Our score, Bobcats back with the basketball. They give it right into, looks like number 10, Callie Johnson. Her shot no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. Foul called on Lady Bear number 23. Tay Davis, her third foul. Again, Callie Johnson at the line to shoot two here. It's up on the way, and it's good. Callie Johnson with her eighth point tonight. She's got another one coming here. Looks like Adriana Corbett going to check in for Tay Davis. She's got three fouls, as does Sarah Crow. Lady Bears got to be careful here with the fouling. Second shot by Johnson, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Megan Upton, given up to number four, Bryn Washam. Washam across the timeline, gets her pass tipped by number 10, Callie Johnson, and it's taken away by her. And now it's back with the Lady Bobcats, down eight. Donahue with the basketball along the baseline. She puts up a hook shot, no good, and it's pulled down by Graves over to Corbett. Corbett will bring it up the floor now. Corbett gives it over to Washam, and they're fighting for the basketball there. Pounders had her hand on the ball, and that, I believe they're just going to call a jump ball on that, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. So Graves will pass it in here. Graves gives it into Corbett. Now over to Washam. Washam near the wing. She needs somebody to give it to. Washam gets her pass deflected by Pounders. She regains it, though. Washam does. Gives it over to Upton. Now over to Young. Young puts up a shot. It's up for two and good down near the block. And now Laney Young has 12 points tonight. 4:43 to play in the third quarter. Number 20, Bowers with it here. She's at the top of the key again. 4:36 to play in the third quarter. 35-25 our score. Pounders with the basketball. She'll drive inside near the block. Puts up a layup. It's up for two and good. And Pounders with her first 2 points of the night. 4:20 to play in the third quarter. Adriana Corbett with the basketball. Corbett gives it over to Washam. Washam needs somebody to give it to. Gives it over to Upton. Now over to Corbett. Corbett outside here gives it back to Graves. Graves will drive, give it outside to Washam, back over to Young now. Young down low to Upton. She tried to put it up. Shot's no good. And it's thrown away by Laney Young. Lady Bobcats had the basketball, but Laney Young steals it away. Gives it over to Washam. Washam puts it up for three. It's off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down by Pounders for the Lady Bobcats. She skips it up to Bowers, and now they're on the floor for it after a steal by Chevelle Graves, and it's a jump ball, and the arrow favors the Thayer Lady Bobcats. ...35-27 our score. It'll be Bobcat basketball, and it looks like Donahue will pass it in. Donahue gives it in to Bowers. Bowers will set up the play. Coach Young calls it out. And Bowers stands near the logo. Bowers outside here. They're going to run the clock, it looks like. 35-27, our score. Bowers still with it here, 3:30 to play. Bowers gives it over to number 20. number 21. That's Larson. And Larson's picked up by Graves. Now tries to give it down low to a driving Pounders and gets it stolen away by, looks like number 24, Adriana Corbett, had her hand on the ball. She has the basketball now anyway, gives it over to Washam. Washam now over to Young in the corner. And Young will dribble back out top. Gives it down to Corbett. Corbett will drive inside, and she's fouled on the floor. And the Lady Bears will keep the basketball. They call that foul on number 24. That is Meyer, her third foul. And Corbett will inbound it here. Corbett gives it up to Washam. Stolen away by Bowers, though. Bowers for the Bobcats takes it away. Bowers guarded by Laney Young. Bowers going to drive inside near the block, and she gets fouled. That was an offensive foul. We're going to call that on number 24. Well, hang on. Yeah, they call it on number 24, Meyer. And the offensive foul. And it will be a Lady Bear basketball after that. That is Meyer's fourth foul. Graves will inbound the basketball here. Again, 2:46 to play in our third quarter. They give it in to Corbett. She'll bring it across the timeline. 2:40 to play. Corbett with it here. She's guarded by Bowers. Gives it to Washam. Now down to Sarah Crow. Crow will give it outside to Corbett. Corbett near the free throw line. Gives it across to Graves. Graves near the wing. Gives it over to Sarah Crow. She drives inside. And she's going to be fouled after the ball went out of bounds. And we'll see if they call that on the shot. They're going to call it. Call it a blocking foul, but it'll be on the floor. They call it on number 15. That is Pounders, her second foul. That is Corbett. Will pass it into Upton. Upton with the mid-range jump shot. It's up for two and good. And Upton now with 6 points in the ballgame. Lady Bobcats back with the basketball here. 2:11 to play in the third quarter. And it's Bowers with it here. Bowers will give it into Pounders. They need some help. She's trapped by that baseline, cannot get it out. She needs some help. And she skips it across, trying to get it to Donahue, and she does. They're on the floor for it. Donahue has it, gives it to Bowers. What a terrific save there by the Bobcats. Bowers' three-point attempt, no good, and it will roll out of bounds off the hands of the Fair Lady Bobcats. A minute 49 to play here in the third quarter. 37-27 our score. Corbett going to give it over to Sarah Crow. Crow going to give it over to Corbett. Now over to Chevelle Graves. She puts up a three. It's good. Chevelle Graves with her three-pointer gives her 8 points and puts the Lady Bears ahead 40-27 now with a minute 27 to play in the third quarter. Bowers with the basketball gives it over to Pounders. Pounders with it here. Gives it over to number 20. That is Bowers. Bowers going to give it over to Larson, back to Bowers. She's at the top of the key, drives inside, mid-range jump shot near the free throw line, no good. And it's pulled down by number 10, Johnson. Gives it outside to Larson for three, and it's good. Larson with her first 3 points of the game, 40-30 now, and we're under a minute to go. Corbett with the basketball. She's at the top of the key, guarded by Bowers. Bowers gives it over to Graves. Graves in the corner gives it over to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key, gives it over to Washam. Now over to number 35, Sarah Crow. Back to Graves, now to Corbett. Corbett outside, gives it back over to number 2, Chevelle Graves for a three, no good. And Bryn Washam going to pull it down, but gives it to a Bobcat defender headed out of bounds. And now it's back on offense for the Lady Bobcats. Donahue outside, thought about the three, gives it to Johnson. 20 seconds to go, Donahue with it here. Donahue gives it. Deflected out of bounds by Bryn Washam. Gets it right to Coach Young, and it will be Bobcat basketball. Bowers gives it right to Donahue, and now they're going to knock it out of bounds again. The Lady Bears do. And they'll have to inbound it here with 12 seconds to play. Donahue gives it into Pounders. Back to Donahue. 10 seconds to play now. Down to 8. They give it over to Bowers. Bowers going to skip it across to Pounders. She's on the baseline. 3 seconds to go. Kicks it out to number 10, Callie Johnson at the horn. That's a buzzer beater shot and pulls him within 7. 40-33 our score. Callie Johnson with 11 points now. And we'll take the timeout with them back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network with your fourth quarter.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
And back here at the Mammoth Spring High School with 8 minutes on the clock set for our fourth quarter. 40-33 our score. Tay Davis with the basketball here. Again, in the fourth quarter of play, Young with it. Young gives it over to that's Davis, now down low to number 35. That's Crow. She gives it outside to Washam. Now back to Crow. Crow outside to Tay Davis. Puts a three up. It's off the rim, and it's good. There is no probable way that could have went in, but it did. And now Tay Davis has five points. Pounders with the basketball. Pounders gives it over to Johnson. Johnson going to give it over to Larson. She drives inside, puts it up for two, and it's good. 43-33 again, or 43-35, excuse me, our score, 7:13 to play in the fourth quarter. And it's going to be Graves with the basketball. Graves gives it over to Davis. Davis gets it tipped away and stolen. Looks like Larson had it, and now back over to number 20. That's Bowers. Bowers will set up the play and gives it over to Donahue. Donahue gives it over to Johnson. Johnson over to Bowers. Bowers calls out her play, sets it up, and she's guarded by Young. And now they give it over to Larson, trying to give it down low to Donahue. Good defense there by number 23, Tay Davis, though, to keep her from getting the pass. And it'll go straight over their heads out of bounds, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter, 43-35 our score. Davis will bring it up the floor on offense. Davis gives it over to Crow, now over to Graves. Graves outside here, picked up her dribble, gives it over to Davis, now over to Crow, and she tried to throw it down low to Washam. Way too hard of a pass. It goes off their hands out of bounds. Back with the Bobcats now, and they trail it by 8. 6:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Bobcat basketball again. Donahue with it. Donahue traveled with the basketball. It's going to be a turnover. And it will be with the Lady Bears now under the goal. Tay Davis will inbound the basketball. Davis breaks the play. And got to get it into somebody. Gives it into Graves. She's outside. Now over to Washam. She puts up a three. It's good. Washam's three-point attempt outside is good, and that puts the Lady Bears up 46-35 on Washam's ninth point of the ball game. Pounders with the basketball on the other end of the floor, gives it over to Donahue. Donahue just inside the three-point line, steps back out and gives it over to Johnson. Johnson with it here, back over to Donahue. 5:46 to play in the fourth quarter. Donahue with it, gives it over to Bowers. Bowers brings it back up toward the mid-court line near the logo. And going to slow things down here. 5:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Number 20, that is Bowers. Her shot no good on the mid-range jump shot, and the Lady Bears are back with it. They skip it up to Lainey Young, and she controls it here. Young gives it over to Crow, now over to Graves. Graves going to put up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by number 5. That is Haven, excuse me, for the Lady Bombcats. They give it up to Bowers. Bowers going to drive straight to the basket. Shot blocked by Crow. And now they give it over to Young, up to Graves. Graves going to give it over to Davis. She'll bring it up the floor. What a block there. 4:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Graves with the basketball. Graves gives it over to Washam. Washam in the corner here, drives along the baseline, gives it to a wide open Sarah Crow. Her jumper no good. And it'll be pulled down here by the Lady Bobcats. Back on offense now. 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. They give it to Pounders. Pounders gives it over to Bowers. Bowers wide open at the block. Her shot up for two, and it's good. Bowers with 14 tonight. And now Davis with the basketball. Davis across the timeline. Going to slow things down here. 46-37, 4:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Tay Davis with it here. Gives it over to Crow. Crow will drive inside, and they call a travel on Sarah Crow. Turnover, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We got a sub coming in here. Larson will enter for Haven. And Sarah Crow going to sit down as Megan Upton re-enters the game. Donahue with the basketball now. Donahue gives it over to Johnson. They've got to get across the half-court line. And they do. Get it to Bowers. Bowers going to drive straight to the basket. Up for two. Beat the Lady Bears. Full-court press. And that gives Bowers 16 points tonight. Back on offense now, Davis with the basketball. Coach Small going to call a timeout, talk things over. 46-39, Lady Bobcats with the momentum right now. We'll take it with them back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And back after the timeout, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball. 46-39, our score with 3:51 to play in the fourth quarter. Tay Davis will set up the offense for the Bears. She gives it over to Corbett, now over to Washam. Washam gives it back over to Davis. She's in that far corner on the visitor side. Gives it back over to Corbett, now over to that's Young. Young gives it over to Davis, down low to Upton. She puts up a shot, no good, but she's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. That foul called on number 24. That is Meyer, her fifth foul, and she is fouled out of the ball game. Other Lady Bobcats, really just one other one in foul trouble. Pounders has two and Johnson has three, but that is it for the Lady Bobcats. Number five, Haven, going to enter the game for the Lady Bobcats in place of Meyer. So Megan Upton with the free throw here. It's up on the way, and it's good. Upton has another one coming. She has seven, has a chance at eight here. Upton second up on the way, and it's good. Upton has eight tonight, and they'll give it into Larson to bring up the floor. Larson across the timeline, picked up by Corbett. Larson at the top of the key, drives inside, and now gets it knocked away and stolen by Washam. Washam gives it over to Corbett, now up to Davis. They'll slow it down, 3:17 to play in the ballgame. Corbett with it here. Corbett gives it outside to Washam, puts it up for three, shot no good, pulled down by Donahue for the Lady Bobcats, and she'll be fouled. They call that on Megan Upton. That'll only be her second foul of the game. 48-39 again our score. Bobcats trail it by nine, 3:09 to play in the fourth quarter. They've got the basketball, the Lady Bobcats do, and Bowers will bring it up the floor. Lady Bears have turned away from the full court press. They'll get back on the other side of the floor. Number 10, Johnson with the basketball here. Johnson near the wing outside, gives it over to Bowers. Bowers, 2:48 to play in the fourth quarter. Going to run a little clock, it looks like. At the top of the key, Bowers going to put up a jump shot. Her shot no good. Pulled down by Haven. Haven with it here, drives inside, puts it up. She's fouled. And the shot's no good, but we'll get two at the line. So Haven drove to the basket and got fouled by number 22, Megan Upton, her third foul of the game. And she'll get two from the free throw line now. Bowers' first one up, or excuse me, that's Haven's first one up on the way, and it's no good. She's got one more coming here. Larson going to check out. Number 15, Pounder, is going to check back in. Megan Upton going to check out. Chevelle Graves going to come back in for offense here, it looks like. Offense, defense. See Upton and number 35, Sarah Crow, on this side of the bench. And that second free throw is missed by Haven. Davis with the basketball now. 2:34 to play in the fourth quarter. Corbett with it now. Corbett gives it over to Graves outside here. Again, 48-39 our score. Washam gives it over to Corbett. Corbett in the corner. Corbett skips it across to Young. Now over to Graves. Graves in the corner, puts up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Tay Davis. Davis goes back up for two, no good. And it's Pounders with the rebound here. And back on offense now with the Lady Bobcats. It's going to be thrown way out of bounds. It's going to be off the hands of the Lady Bears, and it will remain with the Bobcats. So with 2:04 to play here in this fourth quarter, Mammoth Spring leads at 48-39, and it's stolen away off the pass in by the Lady Bears. They tried to give it in to Haven. Corbett stole it away from her. And now they're going to be a foul called. Corbett had the basketball, tried to save it, but Bowers almost shoved her out of bounds. And so that's who they'll call it on. Number 20, Haven, or Bowers, excuse me, her first foul. And now we got a sub checking in. Johnson going to head to the bench. Number 11, Harris, going to check in for the Lady Bobcats. Corbett with the basketball with 1:49 to play here in the game. Washam gives it over to number 2, Chevelle Graves. Now back to Corbett. Corbett skips it across to Washam. She's outside here. Washam drives inside near the block, puts it up for two. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. And now here we go back on offense. Bowers with it. Bowers going to let the ball roll out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears. They shove the ball out of bounds, and it will remain with the Lady Bobcats. Harris going to check out here. Johnson going to check back in. Larson going to check in. And number 5, Haven, going to check out. As the Lady Bobcats retain possession, number 23, Donahue, going to pass it into Bowers. 1:25 to play in the fourth quarter. 48-39 our score. And they're going to try to pass it down low to Donahue. Davis going to pick up a foul there. And they call that, again, on Davis, her fourth foul in the game. Got to be careful. 48-39, again, our score. 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Lady Bobcats will pass it in. They get it into, looks like number 20, can't tell if that's Larson or what, but it gets stolen away by Corbett there. And now they push it up to Chevelle Graves. Graves with the basketball, puts it up for two, no good. Pulled down by Pounders, though, for the Lady Bobcats. Pounders with it here. He gives it over to Bowers. Bowers gives it up to Haven. Haven is fouled there. And they'll call that on number 4, Bryn Washam, her second foul. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Want to say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters this year. That includes Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and 11 Point Title Company in Thayer, Four Shores True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service, Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, as well as Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Just some of your Bobcat boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. Back on offense with the Lady Bobcats. Under 1 minute to play. It'll be Bowers with the basketball. Direct drive to the basket. Her shot no good. And they'll skip it up to Elena Young. Now over to Graves. Graves going to give it back to Young. Now back to Graves. They're playing hot potato with it, trying to run some clock. And they throw it out of bounds. We'll see who they call it on. And they don't know who it went out of bounds on. It's going to be called on the Lady Bears. Coach Young not going to be happy with that one. Their fans aren't either. It took them 20 seconds to get the call out of their mouths. I'm not sure whose referee call that was, but they don't know whose it was. Once the ball went out of bounds, they kind of just looked at each other. Man, Thayer fans aren't happy with that call, though, calling it Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. Coach Young still holding the basketball here, giving the ref a chewing, and it's going to be Bear basketball. I'm not sure about that one. I think it's Lady Bobcat basketball, but then again, I'm not a referee, but I don't know. Corbett will pass it in now. Corbett will give it in to Davis. She'll come across the timeline, and now it's shoved by Lady Bobcat. I think that was number 23, Donahue. And let's see who they put on the scoreboard. Adriana Corbett to shoot two at the free throw line. Actually, the 1-1 now. That first one from Corbett up on the way. No good. And that was number 23, Donahue. Her first foul of the game. And now we've got a call timeout from Coach Young of the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat basketball, 48-39 with 39 seconds to play. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back after the timeout. I want to say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters for this year. That includes the Steak and Shake in West Plains, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer in West Plains, Barton Electric of Thayer, the Alton Bank, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and Alton Supported Living in Thayer. That's your Bobcat boosters. Some of your Bobcat boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. Of course, we thank them for helping bring ball game all year, ball games all year here on the radio. Back on offense, 30 seconds to go. Donahue with the basketball. They give it outside to Larson for three. No, excuse me, that is number 10, Johnson. Her three-pointer up four, and it's good. And now that brings it within six, 48-42. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear sponsors helping you bring the ball game tonight. That includes Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, the Mammoth Springs School District, Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, and the Community First Banking Company. Back underway, 27 seconds to go. They give it to Corbett, back with the Lady Bears, 48-42 our score. And now we got a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on the Lady Bears, Lady Bobcats. Number 21, Larson, fouled, I think, Corbett. And that will send Corbett to the free throw line after that foul. Lady Bobcat fans are not thrilled about that call. They thought they had a turnover here at midcourt, but that's not the way it turned out. They actually fouled Davis. So she will head to the free throw line. Again, that foul called on number 21, Larson, her second foul. And now with 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, Lady Bears can go up by 8 here. Davis's first one up on the way, and it's good. She's got another one coming here. Davis's second up on the way, and it's good. Davis with 7 points now. Lady Bears lead it by 8, 50-42. Larson with the basketball. Larson needs some help, gives it over to Johnson. Johnson over to Pounders, 10 seconds to play now. Pounders puts up a shot, no good, and pulled down by Davis. Davis gives it over to Corbett, and now they're going to call a foul on number 20. Bowers, her second foul of the game, and that will send Corbett to the free throw line. 6.6 seconds to play, and it looks like the ball game is pretty much all but over here, especially with these two free throws. So Corbett at the free throw line. Don't know what we're waiting on. There we go. Corbett with the basketball now. She's got the 1-1 on the way. First one up and good. So Corbett with her first point of the night, it looks like, from that free throw. And a second one up on the way, and it's good too. Under 5 seconds to play, 52-42. Looks like they're just going to let the clock run out. Bowers will shoot a final shot, and it'll go off the backboard, no good. And that'll be the end of the ball game. Our final score, 52-42. The Mammoth Spring Bears 2-0 against the Thayer Lady Bobcats as our game concludes here in the Bear Den. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute to wrap this ballgame up here on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And the Lady Bears claim the victory over the Thayer.